KFYL News Talk 790, Tom and Laura. On Monday morning, back for the weekend. Congratulations to the Texas Tech Red Raider meat judging team. Another national title.
Yeah. Did it again.
Now, I have some questions that need to be answered. Texas Tech meat science students answered questions at the American Meat Science Association's reciprocal meat conference in Madison, Wisconsin. On the line with us is the director of Raider Red Meats, Tate Corliss. Tate, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us this early.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Hey. And congratulations.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We have some awesome students. Now, this one is actually the Meat Science Quiz Bowl, not meat judging. They're actually two different contests.
Oh. Well, tell us about this one.
Well, this one's a little bit different as they're broke up into teams, and it's more of a, you know, kind of like a game show, if you will, where they're answered different meat science questions. And where the meat's judging is actually going inside the cooler and evaluating carcasses and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Carcass evaluation for $5,000, please. All right, now, okay. Since you know, I guess I kind of misrepresented that, but this is the sixth time, correct, that we won this particular national title?
That's correct.
Wow, you guys have it going on over there at Texas Tech.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're blessed with some great students, and they're very hardworking, and we've got some great faculty and staff to support them.
And I have to vouch for your students because I got to meet them personally while I was with my Girl Scouts selling cookies, and they all stopped and bought boxes of cookies from us.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. So, yeah, that was really cool. I appreciated that. The girls appreciated that. I've got a question, though, for you. Is it possible to be a vegetarian and be on the meat judging team?
Yes, probably. I'll tell you what, a lot of the members from the Meat Science Quiz Bowl team and the meat judging team, they come from all walks of life.
So that is possible.
You know, Laura and I were both sitting there saying, no, this can't be true.
No way.
Say it isn't so.
Well, I don't know if there's ever been one, but it's possible.
All right. Now, this is kind of a big deal because this contest was sponsored by Hormel, featured 27 teams from 19 universities. Colorado State University took second place to Texas Tech, but didn't we also round out the top three?
Yes, we did. We did. We have a third place team.
Wow.
So out of the top three places, Texas Tech takes home two of those, first and third.
That's right.
Wow.
We're just sorry we let CSU sneak in there.
Yeah, right. Well, we're very proud of the job you're doing out there, and you're really making a name for Texas Tech.
Now, hey, now, Tate, you're just not, you have a heritage at Texas Tech, yes?
Yes, I'm an alumni program. I received two degrees here, went through, was a member of the judging teams, and went all the way through, and then came back and work for them.
Okay, now, you're the director of Raider Red Meats. That's right there on, isn't that Indiana?
Yeah, it's right there in Indiana, and Maine, just across from the United Supermarket Arena.
Okay, now, if you drive north on Indiana off of 19th Street, you'll hit this dead-end turnaround. You'll see the big concrete cow laying in the front yard.
That's right. That's our building.
Now, I was looking at the Raider Red Meats website, and looked like you guys had some stuff going on for 4th of July, getting ready for that.
Yeah, we have some great specials going on right now, 4th of July, on our all of our steaks, and then we've got the cheapest ground beef in town.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Who knew? Now, when you go out there and you do, I went on a tour out there. Now, aren't all your steaks and everything, isn't it all, you guys age it yourself, yes?
Yes, we do. We hand cut, hand select all of our steaks. And they're all aged for a minimum of 30 days.
Good stuff, man. I just I was blessed to have Raider Red Meats, strip and a ribeye in the same weekend, and some jalapeno sausage, which is one of Tate's personal recipes.
Yes.
That was awesome.
If somebody wanted to get their hands on some Raider Red meats, how can we go about doing that?
Well, it's open to the public. You can just come into Cowamonga's there on the Texas Tech campus. We're at 1308 Indiana Avenue. And you just come in the store and select any of them that you want. And you can check us out online at RaiderRedMeats.com.
All right, man. Hey, Tate, congrats. Now, you're still on the road, yes?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, safe travels to you, and thanks for joining us early this morning. Appreciate that.
When's the next big competition?
The next one will be in September. I'm trying to remember the date, but the Eastern National will be the next meat judging contest coming up.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
All right. Well, thank y'all. You have a great morning.
All right, man. Take it easy. Be careful. It's 7:15. Good morning.